To those who are the called, sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Amen. This morning we look to the Epistle of Paul to the Philippians, chapter 3, beginning with verse 7. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who said, "He who abides in me bears much fruit." Dear friends, are you a list maker? I am. I confess it. I think I've got a to-do list in my pocket right now. I never get everything done on that list. Some days I don't get any of it done, which is kind of depressing. But it's helpful to have a list. I also maintain a longer-term list, a list of priorities and goals and aspirations that I have for my life. And I try and look at that list at least once a day. As I've gotten older, though, I've had to cross a few things off of that list. I've had to admit to myself that some of those goals I'm just never going to achieve. I'm never going to write a novel. I'm never going to learn French. And I can't say I'm real heartbroken about it, probably because those things were never really all that important in the first place, at least not in the big scheme of things. So how do you decide what's important? How can you make good judgments about the things that belong on your list and the things that don't? The things that you can reasonably do without and the things that are essential. Well, in our brief text for today, the Apostle Paul asks the same question, and he comes up with a startling answer. I count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. Or to put it more simply, in the words of our theme, Jesus is the list. By the time Paul met Jesus on that fateful day on the road to Damascus, he'd done better than most people at checking off a lot of boxes on his list of goals. A little bit before our text, he told the Philippians, "If anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless." Paul had the perfect resume. He had what amounted to an advanced theological degree. He loved his career. He had money. He had the respect of his peers. He had job security. There were plenty of Christians for him to persecute. He was living the dream. And then he met Jesus. And that changed everything. At that point, Paul had to cross a few things off his list. Did I say a few things? It really was everything. But what things were gained to me, he said, these I have counted loss for Christ. In fact, his new list only had one thing on it, Jesus. Paul said, "Indeed, I count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ." That word in the Greek, by the way, is really much stronger than our English rubbish. It means not only things that are valueless, things that you can do without, it means things that you need to throw out, things that are filthy and repulsive and should have no place in the life of a believer. Unfortunately, we Christians can be very bad at taking out the trash when we should. We know we shouldn't set our hearts on the things of this world, but we do it anyway. We promise ourselves that eventually we're going to cross a few of those bad habits of ours off our list, but we never get around to it. We may even resolve to move Jesus up a few notches on our list of priorities, but we can't even do that And even if we could, after all, it's not enough to have Jesus on your list. It's not even enough to put him at the top of your list. My Christian friends, Jesus is the list. He's the whole list. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Without me, you can do nothing." And all too often, that's what we end up accomplishing without Jesus. Nothing. And if that makes you want to hang your head, well, take a number. Because we all feel that way. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The answer? Repent. Repent of all your misplaced priorities. Repent of your poorly kept promises. Repent of all your sins and bring them in contrition to your Savior Jesus. Because for us believers, Jesus is the list. And he has told us, "The one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out." You may have at times placed Jesus second or third or who knows how far down your list of priorities. But here's the good news. You were always at the top of Jesus' list. For you, he was willing to give up everything. He left behind the splendors of his throne in heaven. He gave up his body to be tormented by the Jews and to be pierced and put to death by the Romans. He gave up his clothing to a bunch of soldiers throwing dice. Then Jesus gave up the thing that was truly precious. He gave up his life. He gave up everything so that he could have you. You were that precious to your Lord Jesus. He made the ultimate sacrifice so that you could be free from all the sins that condemned you, all the hidden shame that you keep so carefully concealed from the eyes of the world. The writer to the Hebrews says, "Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame." What was the joy that was set before Jesus? It was you. It was the salvation he was winning for sinners like you and like me. He endured the cross because he wanted you to be his forever. And now you are. Praise be to God. So lists, I'll probably keep making them. I'm that kind of guy. But maybe every time I cross something off my to-do list, I'll remember Jesus, who did everything for me. And maybe that'll make me realize that in my life too, Jesus is the list. Amen. We sing hymn 348.
Jesus, our God.